This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. We're here on the floor of E3 2006 in Los Angeles. In the background, the Pac-Man people are screaming their heads off from Namco, but we're here with Chris Zeitz, who works with NVIDIA. Chris, don't you tell us your title at NVIDIA?
I'm an account manager in the developer relations group.
Okay. And you work in particular with a pretty interesting thing we've talked about in one of the NVIDIA podcasts before, and that's about havoc effects and about physics and how that works in the game. And you're doing some demos here at the show.
Right. So about a year ago, or even less than that, Havoc and NVIDIA kind of got together and said, let's figure out how to solve this physics problem on the GPU. And, you know, came and real smart guys got together and figured out how to do rigid body collisions, complex physics simulation on the GPU.
Now, what you're showing here was basically like stacks of bricks, cylindrical stacks of bricks, 3D, and you can either interact with them with a mouse, and they'll tumble down, and they'll do it like the real world, quote unquote.
Yeah, it's like real world interactive. You can imagine games with castles built out of individual bricks that you can blow apart, and the performance in the simulation is fantastic. I mean, we're showing 30,000 objects and, you know, 2 million or more collisions per second. You know, nothing way beyond what we thought we'd be able to do when we kind of embarked on this.
So why are you able to do that? That's the question.
Well,
whereas it couldn't be done before.
It couldn't be done before because the hardware we had was not programmable enough. We needed to have performance but also programmability. So the GeForce 6 series was the first NVIDIA GPU that had that programmability to take those physics algorithms and reshape them or recraft them for our parallel architecture. And it worked. And now we're getting the benefit of more and more GPU pipelines and the performance that comes with that. So, yeah, it's just fantastic, the scenes that you saw today.
Now, I know that we'll give a website a little bit later where you can show some videos of some of those interactions from the screenplays of Havoc Effects. But tell me a little bit about how this works in the gaming world. What does a developer do with this? Because it's obviously doesn't go directly to the gamer, but a developer would take Havoc Effects when it becomes available. And what do they do with it at that point?
Well, so developers in their game, they have generally most games have some type of physics system. The more complex that is, the more they have a need to do destructible environments and special weapon effects. And so what they'll do is take Havoc Effects and essentially wrap that technology around their existing physics engine. And that enables their artists and, you know, technical directors to create special weapons, explosion effects, spell effects. We had a real cool presentation from Hellgate London's developer flagship, and they've done some swarming bug attacks, hail in the game, just very realistic. So it's able to simulate tens of thousands of objects, so you get a far more immersive feel. You know, there's just things raining down all over the place, and they're raining down in a fashion where they bounce off of other objects, and it looks realistic. Things don't just go flying through the floor or intersecting walls. It's just, it feels right now.
It'll actually start to intersect with other physical objects, and they're like surface textures and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Or with themselves. So you can have particle systems that the particles collide with each other. So you could use that to do flamethrowers that flow down hallways and ground fog that you kick up as you walk through. I mean, it's the real, you know, we're trying to simulate the real world. You know, that's the end game. And all those effects along the way are just going to make gaming far more immersive.
And I guess that's the whole idea. With all of that graphics power being concentrated on the GPU, including now the physics, then that just frees up, I guess, the rest of the machine to kind of give a better game experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if we can offload your CPU and do more physics on the GPU, because we figured out how to do it in a very highly performant fashion, it allows game developers to create more graphically intense games and just kind of move that curve higher and higher. I mean, the stuff in development today is fantastic. Now, so we're going to richer environments, greater detail in the kind of shading and materials, higher resolution displays, this extreme HD. You can play every game here we got in the show here at the NVIDIA booth plays at 2560 by 1600, I believe, that extreme HD resolution. It looked fantastic.
If people would like to see some of these videos that you're showing here at the show, where can they go?
Well, I can rattle off a FTP site, FTP download.nvidia.com/developer. You look in there, and there's a Havoc folder with a bunch of the videos from the GDC demos.
And that's open to the public. Anybody can go.
Anyone can go there right now.
All right, great. Well, we'll list that website on the Podtech website as well. So, again, Chris Seitz with NVIDIA has been talking today about Havoc effects. When are we going to see this coming out?
Well, so there are early adopter developers that couldn't wait to get their hands on it and are doing some cool things. The Hellgate guys I mentioned, there's other developers like the guys doing Alone in the Dark, and some unannounced, at this point. So I think end of this year, we'll see a trickle of titles and probably a flood, next year. The technology releases in June kind of to developers at large. So we're at the early stages. I mean, it'll take a while, but the performance is fantastic and it looks very bright.
Okay. Well, Chris Seitz from NVIDIA, it's been great having you on the podcast, and can't wait to see Havoc effects get out there and really change the gaming world.
Great. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Yeah.